This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ed Sheeran, the Q Morning Show, Q104. Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa, you're wearing glasses today.
Yes, I am.
This is a first.
This is a first. Should we get into that right now, or?
Were you planning on getting into it later?
So I got these this weekend in Chicago, and I realized very quickly that I can't wear them at home, and I'm actually realizing right now I can't really wear them to work. Because I put them on and they look exactly like my husband's glasses. Exactly. And I looked at him and went, one of us needs to change. My glasses aren't real. These are just blue light glasses. So can't wear them at home. And I'm realizing they look very similar to your glasses now, too.
Why is it a detriment that your glasses look exactly like your husband's glasses?
We cannot be matching. We look like we look like brother and sister.
But it's only the two of you at home. Like, who cares?
Yes, but I guess more so I'm saying, like, I can't wear them at home. I can't wear them when I'm with my husband. Like, if we were going to go to dinner on Saturday and I had them on and I looked at him and went, oh, no,
okay.
I can't wear these.
Fair point. But why would you wear blue light glasses when you go out to dinner?
Because they're cute.
You would wear those glasses out in public for no reason at all?
I've worn fake glasses since I was in like high school, on and off. Fun fact, if you're ever having a really bad hair day, ladies, even if you don't wear glasses, bust out some fake glasses. It distracts everyone from anything else. Or if I have like a really bad pimple, I'll wear fake glasses. Nobody notices the pimple. They just say, oh my God, you have glasses today.
Why would anybody want to wear fake glasses?
Because they're cute. I've never needed glasses. So, like, this is, like, a luxury to me. I think that they're stylish.
As a kid who grew up wearing glasses, I couldn't see the chalkboard in school in fourth grade and had to get these big, brown, ugly glasses in the fourth grade. And then I wore glasses until I was in the eighth grade, until I was finally old enough to get contacts. And so I had contacts in eighth grade, but just living, I mean, I got used to it, but I don't think anybody wants that. Like, nobody wants to wear glasses.
I seriously have had a pair of fake glasses in my closet since probably I was 15.
The only reason I wear these glasses is because I can't see anything in the studio because it's not bright enough and I can't see up close anymore.
Mm.
It gets blurry when I'm looking up close. But I can't imagine. Are you the only? You can't be the only one to do this.
I'm sure I'm not, because otherwise, why would they sell? I mean, yes, they are technically blue light glasses.
Yeah, they're blue light.
But back in the day in high school, the glasses that I bought, blue light glasses, weren't a thing yet. So they were just fake glasses. I would wear them. If I had like a really big test, I would wear my fake glasses because they make me feel smart.
216-474-0104. I have never heard of this. If you have ever worn fake glasses. And why would you do it? I need to hear from more people that have done this.
Because they're cute.
I never knew that glasses would... wearing glasses without having to wear glasses. Wearing glasses, being forced to wear glasses because of a medical reason, because your eyes are just bad. I get that. I don't get it. I don't get wearing them voluntarily.
I just like glasses. Yeah. I think that they're stylish.
I need to hear someone else. 216-474-0104. So apparently lots to get to this morning. We have good vibes on the way as well. We're going to hash it out a little bit later on, right around 7:25. And we have Alyssa's College of Knowledge this morning at 7:55 and 8:55. You've got the Q Morning Show.
Don't move. Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. What is the most unusual way that you got someone's phone number or you gave out your phone number? That's what I want to get into.
Oh.
So this happened, I think, two nights ago at the Atlanta Braves and Toronto Blue Jays baseball game.
Okay.
So you know how you have the two announcers, they're on TV, they're in the booth, and they're calling the game on the field, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes teams have a third person that they have wandering around the ballpark talking to fans. And,
oh, yeah, like up in the stands.
Right. So for the Atlanta Braves, this guy's name is Wiley Ballard. And that's exactly what he was doing. I don't know why he was doing this, because the game was in Toronto. Like, you would think that you would just have that guy. I mean, maybe it's interesting to have him wander around a visiting ballpark, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but, not sure.
But he was, that's what he was doing, and he was talking to some fans. And the play-by-play announcers are trying to get him to ask for the fan's phone number. She's like a young...
Wait, the other announcers are trying to get him to?
They're encouraging him to do it because he's talking to two young, pretty blonde girls.
Okay.
So this is Wiley Ballard. This is what happened at the Braves game the other night.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lauren's, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about root for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
And watching the rest of the video, that's exactly what happened. So this guy, Wiley, first of all, how do you feel about dating a guy named Wiley?
Oh, you know what? It's not something I've ever had to think about too seriously, if I'm being honest.
So they have on camera, Wiley hands his phone to this girl, and the girl is typing her phone number into his phone.
Do you think she gave him her real number?
Oh, I'm not sure. Again, he's from Atlanta. She clearly lives in Toronto.
Yeah, so that's quite a long distance right there.
It really is. And with the tariffs, I mean, it's...
I don't know if I'd want to get all messed up into that, but good for him for shooting his shot.
Otherwise, everything else totally pointless, right? I mean, the whole... I mean, if you're watching a baseball game, do you really care about that going on at a baseball game?
Hot take here. I would care way more about that if I was watching a game than anything else happening on the field.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Because
I would be so heavily invested into that. Also, the fact that did you catch that he called her Lawrence?
Yes, I did.
He literally, she said, my name is Lauren, and he said,
okay,
Lawrence.
That couldn't have impressed her at all. We don't have that here. I mean, we have a third guy for the Guardians broadcast. His name is Andre Knott, but Andre Knott is not heading up into the stands and hitting on any of the fans. That's not happening.
Hey, you know what? If they wanted to add like an extra person for the Guardians, I'm just saying that would be a great way to get me to watch some baseball.
You could host like a dating show. Like, what is it? What is the bar in right field? I wanted to say Home Run Porch, but that's not it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm talking about the bar. Yeah.
It's the bar in right field. You could be there and you could help people
have a little like dating game show every Guardians home game.
216-474-0104. So that's the question that we pose. What is the most unusual place, or what were you doing that you ended up exchanging phone numbers with somebody?
Yeah, I got to think about this for a second.
Because live television, that's unusual.
Yeah, I would say even just at a baseball game, I would say, like, you know, it's not the most normal place.
216-474-0104. Also, I want to know if it worked out.
Oh, me too. I'm dying to know.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Courtney in Alliance. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Okay, so tell us about the unusual way that you got someone's phone number.
This was a while ago. I worked at Staples as a tech assistant. And
I like the story already.
I like where this is going.
It happened at Staples.
Yes, at Staples, right.
Okay.
And when you go into Staples, typically you would get, you know, a computer, flash drive, pens, whatever.
Sure, whatever office supply item that you might need.
Correct, right. So this guy comes in, and he, you know, cruising around, and he ends up getting a Monster drink because we had a cooler there.
You can get office supplies and refreshments at Staples.
Yes. So he gets a Monster drink, and you have the option of getting a paper receipt or an emailed receipt.
Okay.
And he goes, I don't want an emailed receipt. And I said, fine. So I gave him a paper receipt. Anyways, I get home later on that evening, and I have a Facebook message from him saying, I did not want an emailed receipt. I told you that. I wanted a paper receipt. And then he includes his number. And I'm like, who the heck is this guy? So it turns out he had used to work there years prior. He included his number. And
let me stop you right there, Courtney, because I do have a question. Were you disturbed at all that this person who came in for a Monster drink then went home and somehow found you on Facebook and left you a message?
Yeah, stalked me. Yeah. Very.
So alarm bells were going off.
Alarm bells were going off.
Okay. All right. Well, then continue.
Yeah. So we're going back and forth, you know, bantering. I'm like, listen, I got to work in the morning. Well, it didn't stop. And then he asked me out on a date. Well, I didn't want him to know where I live.
Why did you continue going back and forth with him? Like, why didn't you just block him?
Well, he sounded charming.
Also, he knows where she works.
So I guess he had gone around to all my coworkers and asked about me. And they're like, yeah, she's single. She's awesome. So we went out on several dates.
In the story, we have fast forwarded to now you have met in person and now you've been dating for a while. So you've had some in-person dates.
Yes.
It started out as a stalker, but now he's a dater.
But somehow he made it through that threshold and got out of the stalker zone. I don't know how.
Yeah. So, you know, my mom always said I was a creep magnet. So,
aren't we all?
Oh, exactly. So we go out on dates and, like, we totally hit it off.
Okay.
We both have daughters and they actually have played together.
Okay.
When I heard this on the radio today, I'm like, what?
All right, let's go back. Are you two now married?
No.
How did the relationship end?
We were no longer compatible.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Okay.
All right. But that's why stalkers shoot their shot, I think, sometimes. Because, look.
Because, like, 0.5% of the time, it works.
It worked on Courtney.
It did. And, you know, my daughter met him a couple of times. My daughter still asks about his daughter. But clearly that's, you know, no longer.
Also, Alyssa, I was not aware that the Staples and Alliance was such a hot spot for singles.
Right. I had no idea.
I did not know that. Do you still work there? Courtney, do you still work there?
No. I work in healthcare now, yes.
Okay.
And I'm actually running late to work. I have a meeting in 7 minutes, so I'm kind of like Alyssa.
Thank you so much for calling us this morning and telling us that story.
Yeah, and yeah. I feel that. I'm always running late, so you go kill that meeting.
Oh, I will. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Courtney had to quit Staples because too many guys were just...
just couldn't take it.
She's in demand.
Yep.
Commodity, I was on back order.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Well, Alyssa, we saw this coming.
What?
This news will come as no shock to you. Firefest 2 has been postponed.
Oh, dang. Wow. Never would have guessed it.
So Billy McFarland, the guy behind Firefest, the one who went to jail for years for scamming so many people on Firefest 1 that was in the Bahamas, organized Firefest 2.
Did he really organize it? I think that that might be giving him a little too much credit. He tried.
But then, yeah, the island that in Mexico where he wants to have Firefest 2 claimed, hey, we don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
No one has booked a concert on May 30th. Like, what do you say? And Billy McFarland was doubling down and saying, no, this is definitely happening. We're working it out.
Right.
Well, I guess they did not work it out.
No. No, apparently. It's amazing that it's postponed and not just entirely canceled.
I can't believe that people actually bought tickets for this. That's what I can't believe. That is a major red flag to me.
That's fair. You know, I would love to go to Fyre Festival. I really would. Only to see the dumpster fire that it is, like, with my own eyes. I wouldn't pay $10,000, though, to be there.
So, I think they're trying to send ticket holders refunds. Well, wait and see if that actually happens.
Like, yeah.
That might not actually happen.
I doubt it.
We might be hearing from ticket holders in the next few weeks about how they did not receive their refund to Firefest. But he says he's going to try again. They're going to try to reschedule.
Where?
For a future date. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
Who knows, man?
Honestly, you know what? I'm never one to tell someone to give up on their dreams, but Billy McFarland, like, it might be time. Like, it's not working out, man. I'm sorry.
Doesn't seem like you can trust this guy, does it?
No, it does not.
All right, good vibes on the way this morning. 216-474-0104. That is our number. We would love to hear your good vibe as we get closer to the weekend. What has you feeling some joy this morning? 216-474-0104.
Hang tight. Bill and Alyssa have more confessions, conversations in Cleveland. Next on the Q Morning Show. This is Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
We're going to Twinsburg for our good vibe today. It's Alana. Good morning, Alana.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Good vibes. What do you have?
So my partner has been away. He travels a lot for work. He's actually in China right now, and he is coming back this weekend. He's been gone a little over a month now, so I'm really excited to see him.
Whoa.
Aw.
Yeah.
He's been taking care of business, finalizing deals in China, and now he's finally coming home.
Absolutely. And I have a whole big dinner planned for him when he comes home, so it's going to be a nice price for him.
That was going to be my next question, if you had any special plans for him, but no, I should have known. You got it covered.
Of course. It's binge watching our favorite shows and a nice dinner at home.
How often did you stay in touch with him while he was in China?
As much as we can. It's 12 hours difference. So, anytime when I wake up in the morning and it's his end of the day and vice versa, we try to at least call for a little bit or plan some days that we watch a TV show while we're on FaceTime or something.
You guys would do that? You would watch a show together while you're on FaceTime?
Yeah, we would like have each other on the phone and we would have headphones on with our laptops and we would press go at the same time.
Aww,
that's so cute.
I love that.
You two are adorable.
Oh, thanks.
Do you have the opportunity to travel with him when he goes on his work trips?
Sometimes. That's kind of hopefully our goal. This is only his second time traveling with this company. So hopefully the next time that he travels, he's kind of gained some good points so that he can bring with him.
Oh, I love it. All right, Alana, thanks for those good vibes this morning. You two are just the cutest.
Thank you.
216-474-0104. That is our phone number. You can call us anytime. You can text us. And we'd love to hear your good vibes every morning at this time on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. See, I get wearing glasses. I get the glasses you're wearing because they're blue light glasses. Mm-hmm. I get that. That makes sense to me. You're wearing them. The glasses have a purpose to protect your delicate eyes from the blue light screen on your laptop.
I would have gotten them even if they weren't blue light glasses, though, even if they had no function. I've had glasses that have zero function. I just think that they are cute.
The fact that you wear fake glasses just for style, that goes over my head. And you can see Alyssa's glasses right now on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. Just go to our stories.
I'm actually posting more pictures from the past of my fake glasses.
Let's go to Madison. Madison, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you someone who wears fake glasses?
Not now, but as a kid all through school, I would actually go to the 3D movies with my friends and pop the lenses out.
Yep.
And wear them to school.
I used to do that too.
like I was fooling somebody, like that those were real. And then in fourth grade, I also wore my friend's glasses for an entire school day. And I'm pretty convinced that's what messed up my eyes to where I have to wear my actual glasses now. So
now you need real glasses.
Yes.
Well, hey, at least you enjoyed wearing them before. So it's not like some big transit. I know. That's what I'm saying. I think glasses are so cute.
I think it's a girl thing.
So, Madison, the glasses that you would wear when you were a kid, the one where you said you popped the lenses out.
Mm-hmm.
So you would wear the glasses and it would have no lenses? Like you could stick your finger? Yeah.
Bill, this was a thing. This was a thing. Yes.
It was a thing.
Well, at least the glasses that Alyssa's wearing right now have lenses in them.
Yes, but back in the day, the era of like Tumblr and like, everybody was popping out the lenses out of those 3D glasses at the movies.
And you were just wearing the frames?
From Claire's.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, Claire's.
I don't get that at all. I don't get wearing just frames. I mean, at least with lenses. I mean, if you're going to be fake about
elementary school.
Yeah, that's true.
You had to be there, Bill. I mean, I was in like middle and high school and I still did it. So whatever.
All right. Vanessa is downtown listening to us right now. Vanessa, good morning.
Good morning.
Was this you too? Did you wear fake glasses back in the day?
Absolutely. Back in the day, I used to think it was cool, it was stylish, made me look good, made me look smarter. So I made sure to wear them and now I have to wear them as an adult and I don't.
Oh, now you don't wear them and you need them.
No, because they're annoying.
Oh my God. See, I know that I'm going to need glasses one day and I'm actually kind of excited about it because I've always really enjoyed wearing fake ones.
That's how I used to feel. I was always wanting to have real glasses and now that I have to wear them from time to time, I don't want to.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Vanessa. This is absolutely just perception. I mean, for me, I had glasses since I was in the fourth grade. I hated them, and then I got contacts and despised them. And then when I got LASIK back in 2009, it was like the greatest thing ever in the world to have that, to not have to worry about glasses and contacts. And now the fact that I have to wear these readers, these cheaters.
The fact that my glasses look exactly like your glasses and exactly like my husband's glasses, though, like I...
What's wrong with that?
One of us needs to change.
No, I'm not changing. What's wrong with that? So our glasses match. So
we look like twins. I need to stop spending so much time with you guys.
We're a team. We should be wearing the same glasses.
We look like we're siblings.
All right, Hash It Out this morning. Do we have siblings on Hash It Out? No, we don't. We have a couple. They live together right now, but very soon they are not going to live together.
Ooh.
And they have something to hash out. Coming up, the Q Morning Show.
Q104 returns shortly.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, great to have you with us. We're going to hash it out this morning. We have Danielle or Danny. She wants us to call her Danny. And Caleb. Now, they are in a relationship and they live together, but not for long. Let's find out what's going on. Danny, good morning.
Hi, guys.
What's going on between you and Caleb?
So we're kind of like stuck at a fork in the road because I'm working, but I'm not making much money. And he's unemployed and looking for work. And we realized we just can't keep our apartment. It's too expensive. So we're not going to renew the lease when it ends next month.
No.
Oh.
So, yeah, it sucks. But the question is, like, now what? I want to move back in with my parents for a while so I can save up money, pay up some bills, kind of get back on track. Caleb wants to move back in with his parents. But the problem is Caleb's from Grand Rapids, and I don't want to do long distance.
Oh.
To go from living together to long distance is like.
Oh, yeah. That would be so tough.
Yeah.
How long has your relationship been going on? Like, how long have you been living together?
We've been living together for 9 months, but we've been together for like 2.5 years about.
Okay.
Then just like he lost his job and, you know, it's just hard right now.
So you're looking at living apart, living separately for financial reasons, but you don't want to break up, right?
No, we definitely don't want to break up.
This okay.
Hopefully just like a temp. We're just trying to like be smart so we don't just like dig ourselves into this hole, you know? But my idea is that he moves in with me in my parents' house.
See, that's what I was going to say.
You were?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that.
Ooh, I don't know how I'd feel about that.
Why not? I mean, I guess I was like, okay, listen, we need to save money, but obviously we don't want to do long distance. We want to stay together. So I was like, why not just move in with my parents?
I guess the real question is, how do your parents feel about it? Have you ran it past them at all?
They've agreed, but Caleb has not. He doesn't want to do it.
Huh. I don't think I'd want to do that either.
Really?
But then again, on the bright side, Danny is not dating me. So let's bring in Caleb and find out why he is against this idea. Caleb, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going okay. I'm sorry that you and Danny have run into some tough times here.
Yeah, I know. I'm really sorry, man. That sucks.
But why are you against her idea of moving in with her parents?
I just don't think it's a good idea. I feel like I wouldn't be comfortable living in the same house as her parents. And it's like a hard thing. I'm trying to be honest, and I do like them. Okay, but I just wouldn't want to live with them, and I feel like this situation is temporary enough.
But Caleb, they like you, though. They accept you, and like they know we have a future together. They've signed off on it, and they both work, too, so it's not like we barely see them.
Yeah, I just still, I don't know. I'm just like thinking about the legit, like the day-to-day, being in the common areas. I just wouldn't be comfortable, and I feel bad because I want, obviously, it's like I'm committed to us.
But like, okay, we could hook up a TV in our room, so like we wouldn't have to like hang out with them. Like, I know it's not ideal, but it feels like it's the best situation for us so we can stay together until we figure it out.
But my thing is, like, I feel like we can still figure it out and be fine even if I go back to Grand Rapids. Like, we can alternate seeing each other every weekend.
I don't want to drive to Grand Rapids every other weekend. And that means you'd be at my house every other weekend. So, like, what's the difference if you just live with me all the time?
There's a big difference between being there every once in a while, and like I also can get a hotel for a couple of nights.
But then we want to be saving money. Like, that's stupid.
Oh, you guys.
I know. This is like, I feel this to my core.
Danny and Caleb, we're so sorry. The thing is, Alyssa, I kind of think I would feel the same way that Caleb would feel. Like living at Paula's parents' house when we first started out. You know, living in her bedroom, and then in the morning you walk out of her bedroom and you make eye contact with her dad, and, you know, what do you do there? It's like, you know, do the finger point.
Right. I get that.
It'd be so awkward. And just being, always feeling like you're in somebody else's house, you're sitting on their couch watching their TV. I know that the situation sucks.
Yeah, I mean, but like Danny said, it's not the ideal situation, obviously. But I just looked it up. Grand Rapids is like 4.5 hours. So like, would you rather be that far? Like, are you okay with being that far from your girlfriend? Or would you rather just suck it up and stay with her at her parents' house? It's tough.
216-474-0104. What advice do you have for Danny and Caleb? They currently live together. They're not going to renew their lease. They don't want to break up. Danny wants Caleb to move in with her to her parents' house. Caleb does not think that's a good idea. 216-474-0104. Your suggestions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Next on the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104. Hash it out this morning. Danny and Caleb, they currently live together. They've been living together for almost a year and have been a couple for a little over 2 years. Next month, their lease is up. And because of their financial situation, they're going to let their lease expire. Mm-hmm. Danny's going to move back in with her parents. And she wants Caleb to come with her. And Caleb is not for that at all. In fact, he wants to move back home to Grand Rapids.
And which is like 4.5 hours.
So they would have to do a long distance relationship for a while. So they're at odds here over, I mean, do you think the relationship is at stake here? I mean, or do you think that they can handle a long distance relationship for a while?
That's the question.
Let's go to Katie and Berea. Katie, good morning.
Hey guys, good morning.
What would you tell Danny and Caleb?
Well, I would tell Danny for sure that she should just let him decide what he wants to do, because if she pushes the issue and he moves in without really wanting to, it can put strain on the relationship and it could even ruin it. So I say just kind of let him do his thing, and if it's going to work, it's going to work.
So it sounds like it's a risk either way. Like, you move in with the parents and that's a risk, or you move back to Grand Rapids and that's a risk.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, but like, there definitely could be some underlying resentment from him if he doesn't want to be living with her parents and then she kind of forces it. And yeah, I didn't even think about that.
It's kind of like you have to do what you feel most comfortable with. Amber and Akron. Now, Amber, you were saying that you have gone through a similar situation with your current husband.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
So when my husband and I first started dating, we were living separately. I had my own house. He had his own place. And our living situation changed. Finances weren't there. I ended up moving in with my grandmother. And he had to move out of where he was at and was like, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, blah, blah, blah. So we offered him to come stay with me at my grandmother's. And it was kind of like that blow to his ego. Like, he felt like less of a man. He didn't want to do that. But we discussed it, and it's like, it's only temporary, because we had already been discussing moving in together. But like I said, the finances just weren't there. I said, it's a temporary thing. We're just going to do this. We're going to grind. We're going to get our money saved up and we're going to get our own place. And so ultimately we decided, you know, he would move in with me at my grandmother's. And what made him kind of feel better was just like helping her out around the house, doing yard work, fixing things, you know, just kind of being there, you know, to help out where she didn't necessarily have that before. So it kind of made him feel better as far as his ego was concerned. Mm. And I think that is what plays a big issue, especially with men, is when they have to move in with their girlfriend or their girlfriend's parents. It's an ego thing because it kind of makes you feel like less of a man. So I kind of helped him out. And ultimately, you know, we ended up married with our own place and our kids and, you know, all of that. But it did work out in our situation. So
So that has a happy ending.
Has anyone thought about, maybe I'm the only one that had this thought go through my head, and I didn't want to bring this up when Danny was on the phone. It's a conspiracy.
What?
Do you think Caleb wants to break up?
Okay,
You know what? I'm sorry
I was going to say, as we were on the phone with them, I was kind of thinking that too. I was actually wondering that just from the tone of his voice, but I didn't want to say anything either. So that's another issue completely.
Like maybe we've been doing hash it out for too long and we're always looking for the worst. I mean, we're always expecting the worst, but that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm actually trying to be positive and try to, I think Caleb should go back to Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he should try it his way because it's the way that he is most comfortable with. And if he wants to come back to Cleveland when he gets some interviews and things like that and when he visits, great. And if it's not working out and he misses Danny, then he can always come back.
Right. Or time to reevaluate the relationship. Life comes at you fast.
It really does. I hope that Danny and Caleb, I hope you stay in touch with us and let us know what you eventually decide to do.
Yeah, and I really just, like, heart goes out to you guys because that really does blow, and I know it's out of their control, but thoughts are with
you. All right, anything further, you can send us a text, 216-474-0104. We have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way this weekend. It's Easter weekend. And Saturday night, the Cleveland Orchestra has their Easter performance at Severance Hall. We have tickets for that show. You can play Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I always go with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104
of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Morgan in Avon, good morning.
Good morning.
You are next to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 5 questions?
I am.
All right, Morgan, here we go. Question 1. Which Carolina can you find Myrtle Beach?
South Carolina.
Question 2. The name of the track and field event where athletes try and jump over a horizontal bar set at a specific height without knocking it down.
Hurdle.
Question 3. What early 2000s TV show featured a mother and daughter living in the town of Stars Hollow?
Gilmore Girls.
All right. Question 4. What is the main alcoholic ingredient in a margarita?
Tequila, of course.
And our final question. In the movie Superbad, McLovin gets a fake ID. What state is that fake ID from?
Oh, man. Alabama.
Okay. Morgan, let's get Alyssa back into the studio first.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
And as she comes in, I need to do another live fact check because your answer does not match up with the answer that I was expecting. And so Now I'm going to try and see if your answer is acceptable. First of all, Alyssa, meet Morgan. Morgan, Alyssa.
Good morning. Hello. Morgan.
Good morning.
All right. Morgan did very well. I'm fact checking one of her answers, though.
Oh, we have a fact check today.
I hate to do this live during the show, but I have to. And looking at this, according to this, I'm going to have to say, judges say, no, I can't accept that answer. So here's your final score, Morgan. You went 3 for 5.
All right.
Alyssa, you need 3 to tie, 4 to win.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Here we go. Question 1. Which Carolina can you find Myrtle Beach?
South Carolina.
That is correct. All right, question 2. The name of the track and field event where athletes try and leap over a horizontal bar set at a specific height without knocking it down.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Like, hurdles?
Okay. That is exactly what Morgan said.
And that's not it?
According to the judges, they cannot accept that answer. The answer is high jump.
High jump.
I feel like maybe hurdles is what we call it here.
There is high jumping, and I can see why that's the answer.
According to this, the judges say hurdles involves sprinting down a track while jumping over a series of smaller barriers placed at regular intervals. And so they say, don't accept hurdles as an answer. I can't accept it. The judges rule.
All right. Okay. Well, I think the judges are wrong, but that's an issue for another day, apparently.
All right. Let's move on to question three. You both miss it anyway. What early 2000s TV show featured a mother and daughter living in the town of Stars Hollow?
Gilmore Girls.
That is correct. What is the main alcoholic ingredient in a margarita?
Tequila.
Final question, because you guys are tied at three. In the movie Superbad, McLovin gets a fake ID. What state is that fake ID from?
Hawaii.
Hawaii is correct.
Ah, okay.
Iconic.
I knew I got that one wrong.
Final score today. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge 4-3. That's the final score.
You put up a good game, Morgan.
So sorry, Morgan.
That's okay.
We loved having you, but if you don't have plans on Saturday night, we do have tickets for the Cleveland Orchestra. They are having their Easter show at Severance Hall.
Oh, great. My name is Morgan, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Alyssa, name this celebrity.
Honestly, I take that as a huge compliment. I'm not trying to be anybody else but myself, but like, to hear that is incredible.
Can you name that celebrity?
I might just still be traumatized. Is that Benson Boone?
No. How do you know what he sounds like?
I know, right? Like, because we didn't even talk to the real Benson Boone. I think it was just like the way that you said it. I was like, oh, it's got to be Benson Boone. Because you know that now I have one-sided beef with Benson Boone for playing a prank on me on April Fool's, even though it wasn't him.
Yeah, he had nothing to do with it. I'm not sure if you understood the point of the joke. Benson Boone had nothing to do with it. I used Benson Boone for the joke, but...
Oh, I know.
He was not involved.
It doesn't affect my emotions, Bill. I can't fix that.
Anyway, Benson Boone said that because he's getting complimented for sounding like Freddie Mercury when he played Bohemian Rhapsody at Coachella this past weekend when guitarist Brian May from Queen came out on stage. And yeah, he's very humble, isn't he, Benson Boone?
He is. He sounds like a nice guy. Wish we could have talked to him.
And we love his new song. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, great to have you along with us this morning. Benson Boone, he is touring this summer, I believe. He's not coming here, though, right?
No.
It's to the point now where I'm getting confused about who's coming here and who's not coming here.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of good shows coming to town.
Right, but Benson Boone is not one of them, or at least not as of this moment.
Not right now.
Okay. There is a concert that I want to see that I don't think people are really talking about.
Oh.
Because it's from our Q104 launch artist, Alex Warren.
Oh.
And we're going to play his song before 8:30 this morning.
Okay. If anybody doesn't know who Alex Warren is, he's on fire right now. He's a new artist. He has a song called Ordinary that we've been playing. You might have heard it in the new season of Love is Blind. That's the first place that I heard it.
People have discovered Alex Warren,
mm-hmm.
especially here in Cleveland.
Because
he's coming to the House of Blues next month. And I'd love to go. But you cannot get inside the House of Blues for less than $370. That is the cheapest ticket right now.
$300? I thought you just told me yesterday it was like $200-something. Now it's up to $370? What?
That's crazy. At the House of Blues?
Concerts have literally become a luxury. I used to go to concerts all the time. Now? I look at concerts all the time. I do. But then I see they're all like $180 and I'm like, oh, never mind.
I mean, it's bad for the average consumer.
Yes.
The fan of the band, the fan of the artist who wants to go see the show. It's good for us because we have concert tickets to give away and maybe people will listen to us to win concert tickets.
Oh, I thought you meant like it's good for us because we have concert tickets right. that we can take. I'm like, no, right. we don't take those tickets. We give those tickets away.
Right. And so when we give them away,
yeah,
that's a valuable thing.
Oh, very. Especially these days.
Have you ever heard of an app called Klarna?
Yes.
Or Affirm?
Yeah. So that's like the buy now, pay later, those apps.
Right. So if you are looking to buy tickets to a show, you really want to go see a show. So I guess these apps, again, it's Klarna, that's K-L-A-R-N-A, and Affirm. It's like layaway for concert tickets.
Yeah.
So you buy the concert tickets and then you make payments on them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it is. Buy now, pay later. So you're going into debt, essentially, over concert tickets.
I don't think you're going into debt.
It's like a credit card.
Right. Is there interest on the payments?
It depends. You have to read. Not all the time. A lot of them have like 4 interest-free payments, I think. But if you somehow exceed 4 payments or if you're late, then there will be fees or interest or whatever tacked on.
I just thought it was just another way that you could get tickets and just a better option to get tickets without having to pay all the money up front.
You're saying you're still paying all the money somehow, though.
Right, but you're paying an installment. It's like layaway.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want an extra bill every month. Do you?
Well, no. I mean, I don't, but I'm just saying that, like, I kind of grew up this way. Like, my family was a layaway family, like, around Christmas time.
Mm.
Like, my parents would go Christmas shopping, and they would... I don't know if you remember this. You might be too young for this.
I remember layaway being a thing, but I was never, like, an adult. I never used it.
So you were able to put the Christmas presents aside mm-hmm. at the store, like at Kmart or something like that, and then you would go in and you would make payments on those gifts, and then once you pay them off, then you could take them home.
Oh, okay. So you had to pay it off first before you could actually get them.
Yeah, they're not going to give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Klarna and Affirm, they will give you said product. You just got to stick to your word that you're going to pay.
Okay, I can't tell if you think it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, I'm neutral. I've used Klarna before,
mm-hmm.
and it really does, if you're not careful about it, because you can use it on a bunch of different sites. It's not just for concert tickets. You can really dig yourself into a hole with those buy now, pay laters. You really, really... I know friends that have dug themselves into the hole with that.
All right, 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way this morning, 8:55.
Next stop, Q104.
Our Q launch artist, Alex Warren, Ordinary. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, it's Q104. So yesterday, we sent Drew to school. Drew's our 10-year-old, the fourth grader.
Mm-hmm.
We sent him to school with $35.
Okay.
Because this week... the Scholastic Book Fair is there.
Oh, fun. I always used to love the Scholastic Book Fair when I was Drew's age.
Oh, did you?
I did. It was so much fun.
So I had one request for Drew. Mm-hmm. I said, please, 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 because this weekend we are leaving on a family vacation
mm-hmm.
and we are driving to Florida. So it's going to be 18 hours in the car to get there. I said, please, please, please get some books that have chapters in them.
Oh, that's smart. So he has something to do in the car.
Exactly.
Yes.
Here's $35. And yesterday he comes home with a Pokemon activity book and a bunch of crap.
That's something to do in the car. It's not an activity book.
It's not. In fact, he was working on the activity book like all day yesterday.
No, Drew, you have to save it.
No, he doesn't do that. He doesn't know how to do that. He cannot.
No self-control.
He doesn't know how to savor anything. He needs to do everything right now. And so the Scholastic Book Fair.
$35 and all he's got to show for it is a Pokemon activity book.
Am I the only one that has an issue with the Scholastic Book Fair?
I've never heard of anybody having a problem with the Scholastic Book Fair except for you. I'm pretty sure it is just you. Look, about being a hater.
I understand that schools rely on the Scholastic Book Fair to obtain classroom materials and other things that they might need, which that's an entirely different issue. I wish they didn't have to do that,
mm-hmm.
but they do. And so here we are. But the Scholastic Book Fair, in my view, is a capitalistic trap for children.
You're not wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Wait a minute. You just said I'm the only one that felt this way. So you're saying I'm
right? Calling it a capitalistic trap is not incorrect. I'm not disagreeing with you there. I'm just saying that I love it anyways. I love it despite that.
Or just have only books. Only. It's the Scholastic Book Fair. I would like my child to come home or have the opportunity to only purchase books. Instead, we have overpriced erasers and glitter pens.
All the little doodads are what makes it so fun.
And Pokemon crap. And then we let the kids buy whatever they want. And kids, they have no self-control. It's just a bunch of kids impulse buying and taking $35 from me for a bunch of crap.
Exactly. And it comes around once a year. So that's all you have to deal with it is once a year, you'll be fine. You'll survive.
216-474-0104. Does anybody feel the same way I do about the Scholastic Book Fair? Apparently, Alyssa has wonderful memories of the book fair.
I do.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
104. Thanks for hanging with us this morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, the Scholastic Book Fair is happening this week at my youngest son's school.
We got a text. Did Drew bring home a box of rocks from the Scholastic Book Fair last year?
Probably. I don't remember specifically. Was I talking about this last year? I must have been. Maybe a box of rocks. That sounds right. Yeah, it makes sense, right? You go to the Scholastic Book Fair.
And get a box of rocks.
Bring home a box of rocks.
Also,
why not?
I stand corrected. We are getting so many texts that no, it does not just come once a year. It happens multiple times a year. My bad, you guys. I'm not a parent. I haven't been in a school in a while.
So I think that I've said enough on this. I've made my case. My thoughts on this are clear, I believe. I'm on the record. Laura in North Royalton, how do you feel about the Scholastic Book Fair?
Oh, my God. I am totally against. It should be a book fair.
It should be books. Right. Because right now it's the Scholastic Crap Fair.
the Scholastic Tchotchke Fair.
I would feel better if he brought home like 3 or 4 books with that $35 instead of...
He did bring an activity book, okay? Let's give him a little bit of credit.
And the activity lasted for one afternoon. And I'd be surprised if he even opens up the activity book again, the Pokemon activity book. Hannah and Burton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. What are your thoughts on the Scholastic Book Fair?
Oh, my goodness. I said it. I felt it in my soul when you brought this up because it happens more than one time of year. I have 6 kids, and it breaks the bank, and they bring home whistles and slime, and it's not even books. I'm like, why do we have all this stuff? What is this stuff? It's ridiculous.
It's like their first unsupervised shopping experience, really.
Yes, exactly. And it is. They buy all the stuff that they know they're not allowed to buy.
I don't even know who to blame here. I don't even know if I blame the Scholastic Book Fair because they're obviously it's a great business model. Cash hand over fist right now.
And they
don't actually have to have books for sale. They just have all of these toys.
I guess I do remember my favorite things about the Scholastic Book Fair being the non-book things.
Probably.
So I am part of the problem here.
Danielle is listening to us in Cleveland Heights. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Very well. Do I sound
a little
fired
frustration.
Up? I'm just ready for vacation, Danielle. I think that's what it
is. Right, right. Well, listen, I can tell you all how to fix this. Okay?
Please do.
Go and volunteer. Go to your principal, go to your PTA and tell them, look, I want to help with the Scholastic Book Fair because it all comes in boxes. And then your volunteers are the ones who set it up.
Uh-huh.
And the first year that I sent my kids with the $35 and came home with $120 worth of nada, I was like, this is not happening again. So I volunteered, and I'm the one who set up the book fair, tore down the book fair, too.
And you also supervise it.
Right. You put out the books that do come with a box of rocks, and you put out the books and the things that the kids want to buy and the that you know that they're going to like. Because there's some books. So, like, I got a 5th grader, and she wanted the book of how to do her nails. And it came with a whole bunch of little nail polishes and nail art tools and stuff. So put out the fun books like that. Put those close to your cash register. And that's the other thing you said, that they're making money, cash over, hand mm-hmm. over fist.
Yep.
Dude, I'm telling you, they come in, those kids come in with parent credit cards.
What?
And I had to be like, oh, I don't know if your mom wants you to spend $100 on slime and rulers.
And they're like, no, it's fine. Just put it on my mom's tab. Just put it on my mom's tab.
Yep.
Do they have a spending limit with a credit card? I mean, that sounds really dangerous, right?
That is dangerous.
Oh, very dangerous. Oh, yeah. And then the next kid comes behind him with a gallon-sized Ziploc bag of pennies. So
he saved up all year.
I guess. All right. Oh, it's crazy. But go volunteer, and then you don't have to put out the tchotchke crap. You put out what you want them to buy.
All right, Danielle. That sounds
like
a good
plug.
You know what? I will put my whatever. What's the expression
put
I'm looking for?
Put your hat in the ring.
The money where my mouth is.
Yeah.
I don't know what expression I'm looking for, but yeah, I'll go volunteer if I can make this better somehow. If I can be a part of the solution and not the problem. Then I will do it.
I think you need to do it. We got a text even that said, it's clear Bill has never smelled the sweet aroma of the Scholastic Book Fair. I couldn't agree more. You got to experience it, Bill.
These are just tough financial times that we're living in. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Okay, I'm not crazy. I'm not the only one who loves the Scholastic Book Fair as an adult. I knew that I had just seen something recently. May Halls, actually, next weekend, is doing their own version of a Scholastic Book Fair called Two Books and Beyond. And it literally says on the poster, because we all miss the Scholastic Book Fair. It's the book fair for adults.
I guarantee that everyone at May Halls, no one has kids. No one has kids that go to the Scholastic Book Fair.
I actually know people at May Halls who do have kids. Wrong again.
Well, then they don't miss the Scholastic Book Fair. Coming up this morning, hey, free concert tickets. We just talked about earlier this morning about how concert tickets are so expensive right now. Gin Blossoms at MGM, right? Gin Blossoms.
Yes. Yeah.
Gin Blossoms at
MGM Northfield.
I had the Goo Goo Dolls in my head for some reason. No, Goo Goo Dolls are coming to Blossom. Gin Blossoms are coming to MGM Northfield Park.
Now you're confusing me.
So a Q keyword on the way after 9 this morning. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again in 10 minutes. You could be at Severance Hall on Saturday night to see the Cleveland Orchestra.
Don't go far. More confessions, conversations, and Cleveland next on the Q Morning Show with Bill and Alyssa on Q104. For
Cassie in Stowe is next in the hot seat. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning. Are you saying Kathy or Cassie?
I'm saying Cassie.
It's Cassie, C-A-S-S-I-E. I'm dying right now because this is like my life.
Wait, Cassie is in short for Cassandra?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm saying Cassie.
Oh, it sounds yeah. to me like you're saying Kathy.
I'm saying Cassie. You're hearing Kathy. That's on you, not me.
All right, let's do this.
That's a you problem, Cassie. All right.
Got it.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa, and those are the rules. And that's the way it is.
All right.
So your 5 questions, Cassie. Question number 1. If I file Chapter 11, it means that I just filed for what?
Bankruptcy.
Question 2. What fast food chain threw shade at Katy Perry this week when, after returning from space, the chain tweeted, "Send her back"?
Oh, shoot. I did see that, and I don't remember who it was. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
No problem. Question 3. Adam Scott is a star on the Apple TV Plus show Severance, but he also played Ben Wyatt on what popular series?
No idea.
No guess? Just move on?
No guess. No, yeah, just move on because I'm clueless.
Our 4th question. Hip-hop icon Ice Cube is coming to Rocket Arena in October. He was one of the founders of what rap group? There was a movie about this.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't know.
All right, Cassie. I'm not feeling confident going into the 5th question either.
Okay.
But let's try it. Name the only part of your body that has no blood supply.
Oh, your ear? Lobe?
All right. Let's bring in Alyssa right now. All right, Cassie, would you care to take a guess on how you did today?
Horrible. I don't need a guess. I just know.
Okay.
Terrible.
Alyssa's back here. Alyssa, meet Kathy in Stowe.
Good morning, Kathy.
Hi.
Oh, so you didn't try to correct Alyssa.
You know what? I'm like, listen, I don't even know if I'm hearing what I'm hearing.
No, I did that just a toy with Cassie. Her name is Her name is Cassie, not Kathy, but she keeps thinking that I'm calling her Kathy.
Oh.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
All right. So Cassie, unfortunately, only got 1 correct today.
One is better than none.
Okay. I like the positivity.
That's what I'm here for.
Hopefully these are the hardest questions in the world, Alyssa, and you do just as poorly. Let's find out. Question 1. If I file Chapter 11, it means that I just filed for what?
Bankruptcy.
Okay, we're tied. Question 2. What fast food chain threw shade at Katy Perry this week when, after Katy returned from space, the chain tweeted, "Send her back"?
Wendy's.
Let's get through the rest. Adam Scott is a star on the Apple TV Plus show Severance, but he also played Ben Wyatt on what popular series?
Oh, is that Parks and Rec?
It was.
Never watched it.
Hip-hop icon Ice Cube is coming to Rocket Arena in October. He was one of the founders of what rap group?
Oh.
You didn't see the movie either?
No.
N.W.A.
Oh.
Final question. I don't think you're going to get this either. Name the only part of your body that has no blood supply.
Right? It's hard.
Yeah, I'm like... Hair, teeth. I'll go teeth. I don't know.
Sorry, it is your cornea.
Ugh.
Located in your
grief.
Eye.
Where do you get these questions? Is this from your son? Are these all coming from your son?
That one did not come from my son. I don't remember where I got that one. I'm working ahead. Like, I'm a couple of weeks in advance on questions, so I don't even remember where I get them anymore.
If you really ever want to stump me, stick with the eye questions. Eyes are like one of those things that, like, it just grosses me. Even just you saying cornea.
I will keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Very good.
Cassie, it was a tough go today, but we loved having you. You sound like a very fun person, and I bet you have plenty of people that want to go with you to go see the Cleveland Orchestra this Saturday night at Severance Hall.
Probably. I have, yeah. It'll be fun. My name is Cassie, and I just flunked out at Melissa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.